You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 876, hour 2. You can hear the complete Martian Gardens, all 3 hours, at Martian Gardens, a podcast, which is hosted by Radio for All. That's Radio, numeral 4, A-L-L, radioforall.net. The Martian Gardens blog for a complete playlist is martiangardens.blog. We open this hour with the French-Canadian composer Gigo Bay. From his CD, Les Lointains, The Distance, and we'll hear a piece called Castellet, music which was inspired by Hermann Hesse's novel called The Glass Beads, and also, the Glass Bead Game novel by Hermann Hesse. That was the inspiration for this piece, realized on 32 tracks for electroacoustic music. And this is done in a Musique Concrète fashion to celebrate the 60th birthday of Musique Concrète in 2008. This was recorded and premiered in Berlin. Gigo Bay Castellet. And we'll follow this with Todd Dockstader and his piece called Luna Park from 1961, more Musique Concrète. Gigo Bay, this is called Castellet, Musique Concrète Electroacoustic, from 2008.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 876, hour 2. And we just heard two pieces of musique concrète. We started with Gigobet and his electroacoustic piece called Castellet from the CD Les Lointains, The Distance. And that's music realized on 32 tracks and of fixed media, and that was premiered in Berlin in 2008. Gigobet, from again from his CD released in 2015 on Empreintes Digitales, that was called Les Lointains. We then heard pure musique concrète, that is spliced tape, as it was as it started out in the 1940s. We heard Luna Park by Todd Dockstader, dedicated to the Coney Island amusement park known as Luna Park, which was pretty much destroyed and kaput in the 1940s, but it retains a legendary status among New Yorkers. Luna Park by Todd Dockstader from 1961, Musique Concrète. We'll hear next spoken word with sound, starting with the poet Dorota Czerner. That's spelled C-Z-E, Dorota Czerner, Polish-born American poet. We'll hear two poems, St. Andrew's Night and Fireflies, with Dorota Czerner reading and her colleague Benjamin Boritz producing the electronic sound. This is from Open Space number 29, featuring works by Elaine Barkin, Dorota Czerner, and Benjamin Boritz. We'll start with St. Andrew's Night and then hear Fireflies. Then after Dorota Czerner, we'll hear more spoken word with sound, featuring Melody Sumner Carnahan, reading some of her work with the group Out of Context, making the music. This comes from a CD released on Sumner Carnahan's label Burning Books. The CD is called 1 inch equals 25 miles, released in 2005. We'll hear two selections. We'll hear Stripped and then Escalator for the set, which will follow Dorota Czerner, St. Andrew's Night, and Fireflies. We start forthwith with Dorota Czerner and a piece called St. Andrew's Night.
A thunderstorm approaching, I am dying, a light in the dark. Every minute, while her horses are gathering, powerful and wild, from four corners of the world, candlelit she walks through a cornfield. At each other, and we kiss. Give away the eyes, she says, her face mopped off its nature. To stand with my back to the mirror, trying on the impulse in her head, which reveals all languages we've spoken, a beam of searchlight moving over an overcoat of the night between us to discover my face in. To stand in the dark, set fire to candles, stare into a bowl and to gaze into your own face until dissolved in the water. I wanted. She was about to say what signs were, what her signs were, what made the language she was using, as opposed to what she'd found already burned through the cloudy skies. But isn't everything a sign when it's dark? Calling out to make haste. Just you turn around, and out of the mouth of the mirror, written over birch leaves, remembered and sometimes used as an imaginary stream of green, flowing through my body, coming out the soles of the feet. Another spotless lie, noise made by approaching horses instead of calming down the emotions like the man's voice had promised on the tape. All it did was to ripple more blood in the veins of memory, bringing more little leaves of birch or aspen green. I can hear from the way they're breathing, they are not asleep. You ask your question, and out the mirror will come a thick, bristly, silvery coat of her horses. The immediate reality out the shimmer, which is you, which is not you. Welcome. In the smoky darkness of living, she experiences the pain. Along the shore, the barren banks glow. Above the river, the sky, sightless, except up high at a tip of the tallest tree, the moon, like a flint arrowhead, fairly thin and well flicked, bends with a milky dew lens, ebbs into copper silence, and there is no other light. But theirs, with no connection made, an impulse flashes and fades, the invisible breath alights in a little soft bodies, lifts the green dust, they come all together, and seen throbs one fitful heart, one dream vessel. The males try to spill their love, step up to the rhythm, wondering, beating their wings, maybe as she too wonders whether one is actually going to die, yet somehow remember to keep on flashing all over the low branches. The black river shimmers as a female lands in the midst, touches the reality in the sense of losing contact with a solid world, caught drifting in the mangrove leaves, drifting down a muddy night. The male revels in attracting her favors, swivels his belly, luminous, perfected in the agate eternity, blast himself into an endless spin, flight away from his own lantern, away from the wearied thought that his passage through her translucent blood might toss him now in front of his partner's eyes, deep back in the oblivion of a complete night. Thank you.
to clarify, this effort when related to mind alone is termed will, but when related both to mind and the body is called action or desire.
Yeah.
was music by Melody Sumner Carnahan and the group Out of Context, with the texts by Melody Sumner Carnahan and the music by Out of Context. That was from 1 Inch Equals 25 Miles, a CD on Burning Books, Sumner Carnahan's publishing company. That was released in 2005. Before that, we heard music from Dorota Cherner, St. Andrew's Night, and Fireflies from Open Space number 29 from the Open Space magazine. We have just time for a wrap-up with Yanis Xenakis from his works for piano on Mode Records. We'll hear Aki Takahashi performing his 1961 composition called Herma. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog, and the Martian Gardens 3-hour version is available for download at Radio for All. That's radio number 4, ALL, radioforall.net. My name is Max. Thank you for joining me. Thank you.